Women Shir and Chayvus Halvavus, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Kislev Yud Dalid, 14th of Kislev, Sunday afternoon, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. So we'll start a little early because we'll just review what you should think about. I don't know if we'll do this for all 30, but we're only up to number 9. So we can still go over the 8 things we learned so far you should think about. And if you can think about one of them every week for 5 minutes, that's a tremendous success and fantastic and wonderful. The first was, the first few are basically feeling gratitude to Hashem. Number 1 was for existing. Number 2 was for the biology of your body. Number 3 is for your rational thought and your characteristics, your midos, and the koach of creativity, and the koach of, characteristics and midos, etc. Number 4 was thank you for Torah and for Olam Haba. Number 5 is to realize that we have to understand Torah, not just pay lip service, not just read the words, but to understand what we're learning. Number 6 was to think of ourselves as Avdei Hashem in consonance with the Bria, with everything else that does Hashem's will. The flowers do Hashem's will. The sun and the moon do Hashem's will. Gravity does Hashem's will. What we call the laws of nature are all doing Hashem's will. So we should also just blend into that mode. That was number 6. Number 7 is to feel like an Eved Hashem, and to think about how can I show my gratitude to Hashem by being the most loyal Eved and being thankful to Him and being grateful to Him and doing His will and loving Him. And mold our actions to fit with the thoughts of someone who's thinking that way, which is the way life is. Number 8 was very interesting. 2 types of Yichud Hashem. To think about how Hashem is one and singular and unique, and everything that we see is really it's a mirage, is an illusion, and really everything is Hashem. And number 2 is that all of our actions should be singular as well. All of our actions should be single-minded, the will of Hashem. Everything we do, whether we're doing a mitzvah, whether we're eating breakfast, whether we're cooking lunch or supper, or whether we're doing laundry, or whether we're sleeping, or shopping, or napping, or learning, or davening, nothing has any inherent value at all. Nothing in Judaism, which is reality, nothing has any meaning at all, only through the prism, PRISM, of being the will of Hashem. That's all. Nothing else is nothing. There's no frumkeit outside the will of Hashem. There's no value outside the will of Hashem. That is the only will. That's the Yichud B. Yichud A is all there is Hashem, and Yichud, which is Shar HaYichud, and then there's Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Really, that's really what he's referring to, those 2 Sha'arim. And B of number 8 was the Yichud of our actions. Now we're up to number 9. Number 9 is to think about doing mitzvahs, doing the will of Hashem in the best possible way. He's going to be talking about mitzvahs, although we just said it's the will of Hashem to eat breakfast as well. And the truth is, you should eat breakfast also in the best possible way. Not take a cup of soda or a cup of coffee, but whatever is a good breakfast. To think about cheshbon ha'adam im nafsho b'minei ma'aseh ha'avoda, to turn over in your mind and to think about, again, you do this once a week, it's fantastic. all the different types of things Hashem tells us to do, mitzvahs. He's talking about mitzvahs, the hishtadlus of Abraham and his trying to do them, to perform them, l'machlokoseihem. As he'll say, he'll categorize mitzvahs into three categories, three types of mitzvahs as they fluctuate between the Evorim and the Levavos. Some mitzvahs are Evorim, some mitzvahs are Levavos, some mitzvahs are a mixture of both. But to do them, kihishtadluso b'maise malko, to realize you want to do it in perfection. If someone asks you to give a speech, if we'd still be in America, and someone said you have to give a speech in front of the president, and there would be a president that we respected, let's say. So you would practice that speech. Even the president you don't respect, but if they ask, give a speech to the president, you would chazer over that speech 1,000 times till you had it down cold and you knew what every word meant, and you said it, you figured out where to raise your voice and where to lower your voice and where to talk in an emphatic way and when to talk in a softer way. You would figure out, if you were asked to create a poem, the poet laureate of the United States, Achreis. Maybe Israel has a poet laureate too. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing the word right, laureate. So if you were asked to compose a poem for the president's inauguration, like that Schwarzer lady did by the last one, whatever her name is, so you would work at it. And if I was asked to write a column on the New York Times op-ed page, right, defending Israel, I would do it perfectly. I would sit and stay up a whole night and go over it and run draft, another draft. 18 people would look it over, take it back, more drafts. When you're doing something for a melech, you do it perfectly. You try to do it as perfectly as possible. Can we say that about our mitzvahs? That's what I want to think about that. Right? He always says, look at real life. Look at your own human experiences, not with Hashem, with life. You know, we want to renew our passport, right? We make sure we have everything with us. And it's okay, they'll always figure out what you don't have with you. But we make sure you have everything with you, and you follow instructions, and you do it perfectly. Well, when we do our mitzvahs, where we should do it, you should think about that and do it, try to do it as perfectly. And again, we're not going to live life perfectly. We're not perfect people. We're not perfect humans. But if we think about this and we get inspired, and every once in a while we dive in with a little more kavana, and we make sure that we know Hilchas Shabbos, we say, you know, I really have to get clear about benching licht, and I really have to get clear about borer on Shabbos, and I really have to get clear what I'm mechuyev to daven, not this fazy, hazy, woozy idea of maybe I once heard somebody say that I just have to say moda'ani. I think my third cousin's uncle, I heard say that you don't have to this. A lady just called me up an hour ago. She heard that in your oven, if you could do this and you can do that and you can milk exfleishes. That's what she heard. At least she called up to find out. Do everything as perfectly as possible. So he's talking about doing everything as perfectly as possible. That's not happening. But again, if we contemplate, this is cheshbon number 9, what to think about. So we'll improve. So he says, but this is cheshbon number 9, is do mitzvahs in the best possible way. Just like if you appear before a king and you had to make a presentation, you would do it in the best possible way. If the king asked you to do something, you have to dance in front of the king, you have to perform in front of the king, you have to do acrobatics in front of the king. You would practice a million times till you have it down right and perfectly. You would not leave off, you wouldn't do it. Okay, it's good enough. 95% of practice is good enough. You wouldn't do that. You would say, I got to get this down perfectly.
V'lo yaniach, you wouldn't leave over me hishtadluso v'yacholto ma'umo shalo yusimehu bo, that you're not pouring into your effort.
V'imu, that's if it's physical. V'imu me'imai seho iyun, v'hamachshova v'ha'etza, maybe he wants a composition from you, he wants an essay, he wants a column, he's in the New York Times, he wants a column, or he wants a poem, whatever. You are going to put everything aside, and you're not going to get distracted, and you're going to send the kids out for the day to a babysitter, and you're going to say, let me make the best possible essay that I can. This is going to be read by people, New York Times, such a chash of a publication. It used to be, for sure.
V'imyu v'maisei ha'ir v'machshava v'ha'etzer yazvin kol libo u'binoso v'sichlo v'hakaroso l'hishtadel bo,
to work on it, l'hargish elov, and to really get into it and to feel that you want to feel that it's perfect. V'imbo l'shabcho, let's say, gives an example, because this is really like davening. He says, let's say you were picked to deliver a poem praising the president, praising the king. Too cold or too hot?
Cold.
So then turn it off. Just press the button that says on off, and you'll see the word on is going to become the word off. Magic. Yasmin Khalid, now everybody's going to fall asleep. I did it as a trick to keep everybody up. Yasmin Khalibo, Vinoso, Vesichlo, Vho Karozo, Lishtado, Bo, Lahargishe, Love. You would stay up a whole night. And Bola Shapko, the hold slow. Okay, the king. Obama said you could have your health care plan back. But you have to go in front of him now and thank him. So you're going to think, oh boy. And if you don't, what should I say? What should I not say? How should I say it? How long should it be? Let me compose a perfect thank you letter. Right?
V'mbola shavcho lehodoslo al tov shegemolo o cheset she'osaimo becharuz,
maybe it's in poetry, or b'mefurad, or maybe in prose. What's the opposite of poetry? Prose? O b'ksav, or in writing, or ba'al peh, lo yoniach mitzachu, so you won't leave anything to chance. You won't say, okay, it's not so good, but it's good enough. You don't say that. Lo yoniach mitzachu, and it's koshkin if you had to ask the melech for something? Okay, but he's not talking about that. He's talking about praising him and presenting the melech with something he asked you for. Melech asks you to compose something, to make something. You're a carpenter. He said, make me a little footstool. You're gonna make sure it's polished and perfect and beautiful and stunning and comfortable. You wouldn't leave over anything. Mitzachusol melitzusov derechavora umoshol ve'emes v'sheker. You'll lie, you don't care, you'll just make the perfect poem. Doesn't matter if it's true, doesn't matter if it's a lie, you'll do it. You'll just do the best possible poem, best possible essay. But Meshi, you're talking about the Saparolov. Oh, the king, you are the greatest king, you are, they used to praise. The king had the power of life and death in his hands. The king was an absolute ruler. But some of us lived in the 1100s. That he wouldn't utilize. And the Elohaya Yachol, he may be exaggerating, but maybe he's not exaggerating. If the only way you can show your thanks to the king to the utmost power of showing, you would jump and dance and you wouldn't just talk, that's what you would do. The Elohaya Yachol Aroso Bechole Vorov, Benistoro. What you could see, what you can't see, you would do that. If somehow you could call upon Shemayim and Oretz to join you in this chorus of praise, you would do it if you could. You want the melech to know how you feel about him, so you would do it in the best possible way, so that the melech, who can't read your mind, so you're going to do it in the best possible way. So even though he's a weak bus of a dog, and he can't read your mind, so he's always suspicious, and he doesn't put too much stock into what you're saying and what you're doing. He ain't going to be around so long. So if you imagine these last six lines, imagine being called upon by the Melech to show you stuff, to thank him for being benevolent, for giving the grant to the think tank you work for. So keneged zeh, think about doing that. She'yeh b'maaseh avodas Elokim. As you serve Hashem, make sure the service is good. This is your thank you to him for all the things we talked about, for existing. See, if you don't, you can't do this if you didn't think thank you yet. He's hoping. You know, you learn Shar HaYichud, you learn Shar HaBechina, you learn Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and you thought about the first eight things. So you're bursting with gratitude. You're bursting with it because Hashem created you out of, turned inorganic matter into organic matter, and you exist. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So you're bursting with gratitude. So now it's like, I'm telling you, so when you daven to Hashem, just, or when you do any mitzvah, because the others will be saying in this piece that every mitzvah we do is a way of saying thank you to Hashem, and I've said that like a few thousand times, but the Chavis HaLodah says it many times throughout the Sefer, as he will say it again here in number 9, in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, towards the end, he will say every mitzvah is a thank you. So, you know, just do the mitzvah properly, let it reflect how you feel about Hashem, make sure it reflects how you feel about Hashem, don't get lazy. Oh, thank you, Hashem. I owe you everything in my life. I could see, I could digest food, I could walk, I could think, I could this. Yeah, I probably took challah already. Or I'm not sure it was good. I should make a phone call really and find out. Yeah, it's probably okay. That's not how a person who wants to thank Hashem for giving them a house and giving them food and giving them a family and, you know, and all. It doesn't work. Something's wrong somewhere. So you want to do things in the best possible way, right? To a man, I'd say they don't say, "Yeah, it's a good enough to ask for." A little black dot. a little black dot's a big problem. Many times, sometimes not. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. So you want to do things commensurate with your feeling of gratitude, with your feeling of thanks. Ukfiza Roy Lamaskal to act Uma. For who now he will categorize the mitzvahs into Chovas Avorim, a combination of Avorim and Levavos, and just Avorim. What did I say? Avorim, a combination, and just Levavos, whichever. He will categorize them. Now we are used to thinking in this year, those who have stuck it out, I commend you for that. You get a medal for bravery, valor under fire. There's really no such thing as pure Avarim, because he's going to give us an example of pure Avarim as sitting in a sukkah. So that's like, what? Adam, the whole sukkah is the man yedu dor asechin, keep a sukkah of Shabbat as b'nei Yisrael. Shabbos, he's going to give us an example. What? Shabbos is kisheishes yom zayishem zayishem. Like, he's talking very, very, unlike the Chavis HaLodah and most of the Sefer, he's talking like a lawyer. He's talking very, you yotzei the mitzvah if you sit in the sukkah. You don't have to think those sublime thoughts to be yotzei. He's talking about the bedrock of all the mitzvahs. He's not getting beyond that. That he discusses in other sharim. In the Shar Avodas Elokim, he discussed that the meaning of the mitzvahs are really the inner meaning, not the outer acts of Avarim. But here he just wants to talk about doing a mitzvah perfectly. So he's focused on being yotzei, on doing the mitzvah and getting the teacher putting a star by your name. You did the mitzvah. So and you want to do it with zerizus, you want to do it with not laziness, you want to do it in the most perfect way. You want to, maybe you should sit up the whole night practicing. practicing taking challah, like this person sits up all night practicing writing the poem for the president. Maybe the first time you took challah, you did stay up or practice a few times with Play-Doh. You know, how do you take challah exactly? When exactly do you make the bracha? Some of these things are gray areas. Do you say Min Ha'isa? Don't you say Min Ha'isa? How much do you take? How do you burn the challah? It's like such a headache how you burn the challah. In the good old days, there was a fire in the house. You just tossed it into the fire. Now, I want to trape up my oven. I'm going to trape up my oven, trape up my fork, trape up my burners. Oh my goodness, the house is getting full of smoke. What do I do? My smoke alarm went off. Like, help, I just want to burn the challah. So on Sarat, on my street in Yerushalayim, some enterprising soul put up a box on the corner and says, we'll burn your challah for you. 5 shekel a bundle. And you drop in. No, I think it's a very good service. It's like Seamus. It's like a Seamus service. People don't have fires in their house. So they'll burn it for you. I don't know who it is. I don't know if you want to trust him. But you put in a bundle and you put in 5 shekel. You put in a dollar. Challah is treif. Challah is treif. Challah is also to eat. So you got a problem. If you just put it in the oven, you have a problem. You're putting something treif in your oven. If you just put challah, so people wrap it in aluminum foil. That's not, a lot of people do that. I don't know if that's the best thing to do. It's a problem. There is no best way. I used to put it on the burner and burn it. Then my wife, because the burner is always self-kashering, because there's always a fire going on the burner. But then sometimes it falls onto the counter. So you take a fork, I just trafed up the fork. Challah is trafe. It's holy, but it's treif because it's tamei, and so you have to think of challah, not challah they eat Friday night, hafreshes challah. You have to think of challah as being treif, and you have to treat it like that. Now, I don't know if you would put something treif in your oven wrapped in aluminum foil. I don't know if you would. So that you have to think of it. It's a problem. So some enterprising soul did that, but we don't do it. I don't know. My wife changed. I used to put it on the burners. Then my wife put a stop to that. I don't even know what she does now. I just trust her. I should do that a little. I should do that more often with more things. it's funny how burning challah in a modern kitchen is a problem. And in the good old days, you just tossed it into the fire. The fire in the kitchen. That's how you cooked. Now we have burners. Okay. Anyway, so. Okay, we're talking about doing a mitzvah perfectly and staying up a whole night to make sure you do it right. Again, no one's going to do this. Maybe a bas mitzvah girl, maybe a bar mitzvah boy with tefillin, like has that feeling, because he practices for a month and he practices for the practice for before the month, and now you can go buy toy tefillin for your 8-year-old, and he could. That they have it, they sell it. My son in Muncie bought it for his son. I'm not sure how I feel about toy tefillin. I'm not sure how I feel about it. But they have it, and the boy is putting on tefillin. And so you practice. The point of the Chayim Salavas is a very good point. You make sure you do it properly, and imagine you have an appointment with the king tomorrow, or the president of the shul. Right, and you make your presentation, and you make sure it's right. You don't want to fumble, you don't want to stumble, you don't want to do it in a half-baked way. You want to do it in the right way. You want to make an impression. You're meeting the potential mechutanim tomorrow night, and oh my goodness! And you start all of a sudden you clean the house like Shabbos never had it so good. And you're cleaning, and you finally cleaned that spot that was always there. Because the potential mechutanim are coming, and you don't want them to see what your house usually looks like. I'm talking about my house. I'm sorry, which is totally my fault. My wife's great. If my house is a little messy, it's all my fault. And my wife's so wonderful that she puts up with it rather than threaten me with eviction. Okay.
So you want to do things perfectly. And really, this is what the Chavis HaLovos would say. How do you clean for Shabbos? Now, we call yourselves pretty good about Shabbos. But do we clean as if a real Malka was coming to the house tomorrow? I would venture to say, please be Malka me. No, that we don't do. So you could say, and this is our excuse, if a real Malka was coming to my house every single week, I also wouldn't clean that much. Maybe, maybe not, and that's not really a good excuse, because Hashem wants us to be Mekabel Pnei Shabbos Malka. So if you read the Shulchan Aruch about how excited you're supposed to be about Shabbos coming, and you're supposed to anticipate it and look forward to it, and that's how they used to say Lechadodi, not here like falling asleep. You never saw men by Kabbalah Shabbos, man. Out like a light. That's why I hold so much of the Kalbach Kabbalah Shabbos. At least it keeps them up, because they're dancing and singing and this, but the shul doesn't let me do it. It was a rebellion. That was my two biggest rebellions were Eli Cohn and Shabbos. So anyway, but this is what the Chavis HaLovos means. This is a real life example of what he's talking about. Do I look forward to Shabbos as I look forward to a queen coming to my house? Do I clean perfectly? Do I make Kiddush the right way? And halacha is very, very complicated, right? Just this Shabbos, I was talking about the right way to make Kiddush and to drink from the cup and then to pass the cup around. Right, no, because we just talked about it. There's so many different ways of doing it, and there's something wrong with each way. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. There's something wrong with each way. You can't go right. There is no perfect way. But the Chavis HaLovos days, maybe halacha was not so complicated as it is now, because it was earlier in history, so it wasn't so complicated, you know. But this is the idea. To think that to do things and to try to do them perfectly, because they're an expression of the gratitude that we've built up in ourselves with the first 8 cheshbonos. Cheshbon HaMelayim is to think about that. We're not talking about doing anything. Really, it's to think about how we really should feel energized. And we should feel compelled to do our best when we're doing a mitzvah, when we're doing the Ratzon Hashem. Not to do it to be yotze or to get by or to do the least, but we want to do the most, and we want to do it perfectly, and we want to do it in the best way we can. And he helps us by saying, again, imagine you had to do this for the king or for whatever. So he splits up 3 categories into mitzvahs, and again, it looks a little funny to those of us who are used to Chavis HaLovos, but he's talking about just how to be Yotze the mitzvah. Echad mehem Chavis HaLovos b'levad, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, the sheish mitzvahs tmidius, sharai, right? That's basically pure Chavis HaLovos. They don't demand an action, they demand only lev. Behem shekibnu lebaran b'sefer hazeh. That's really what Chavis HaLovos is all about, although he touches upon many, many, many topics you may have noticed. But it's basically to explain and to elaborate on the Chavis HaLovos, because the peak, Sha'ar, is Sha'ar Avos Hashem. And I started learning that with the men, it's the last Sha'ar. And in his Hakdama to Sha'ar Avos Hashem, he says, everything I've taught you till now are just stepping stones to reach the summit. The summit is to love Hashem, to feel close to Hashem, to love Hashem, to feel whatever love is. You want to bond with Him, you want to be close to Him, you appreciate Him. All the emotions of love, that's the summit. And all the things, Shara Yichud, Shara Bechina, Shara Avodas Elokim, Shara Bitachon, Shara Yichud HaMaisa, and Shara HaKaniya, and Shara HaTeshuva, all the Shara, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, get you to the summit, number 10, which is Shara Avos Hashem. So that's number 1. The first category is pure Chovos HaLavavos. V'chelek HaSheini, Chovos HaGufos V'Halavavos Yachad. Many things are a combination. The Gon Tfila. If you daven to Hashem only in your mind, not good, you're not Yotzei.
But if you just say the words and you don't have any kavana, you're also either you're not yosei or it's an empty shell. The limud haTorah, which is the action of learning Torah and the understanding of Torah, v'hashevach v'atilo le'lokim, which is really also part of tefillah, praising Hashem, v'limud haChochma. That's not clear what he means by Chochma. Not clear, because he already said limud haTorah. So the Mefarshim say he must mean other Chochmos, which are obligatory, because you need them for life. They may be social skills, which I'm becoming more and more convinced need to be taught, and it's important, and then people have to be taught them. They don't have them naturally anymore because they're busy texting. The latest social skill I read there in that article about this Indian, it was a very good article, and I think it was last week's Mishpacha or 2 weeks ago. Most of it was from was by Aliyah Friedman, who's a social worker here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, who does wonderful work with children, with teenagers. And most of it is like an interview with him about all the things that are wrong with texting and smartphones and internet and being wired. What's, you know, the chisroinus of being wired. He talks about how you don't develop midos and you, because you, he explains why. You don't develop midos and you don't develop communication skills and you don't develop social skills. He says the latest social skill is how to maintain eye contact with someone as you're texting. That's the latest social skill that's out there. Anyway, v'limud haChochma probably means things like that. Maybe you mean science or math, things that you need for life. V'tzavos betov, telling people, teaching people. V'yizor min hara, giving people tochacha. This morning I wanted to give someone tochacha, but then I chickened out. There was someone in shul, in my shul, in Sanhedria, I was davening in the morning, and you know, I don't know if you don't know actually, they have svarim on a table, they have new svarim. People put out svarim, and you have pushka boxes, and you buy svarim. So this fella who wasn't davening in that minyan, probably davening in the next minyan, he picked up a sefer, and he was reading it. So he was reading it for around 20 minutes. So I wanted to go over to him and say, you have to pay for the sefer. You can't just pick up and... He was reading like the whole thing. It was not a big sefer. 20 minutes or 30 minutes, like the whole davening. You know? So I wanted to go over to him. Then I said, you know, you have to give tochacha and he won't take it the right way because I don't know him and he'll just get insulted and you're not supposed to give tochacha if he'll get insulted and I don't know if I could find the right words. And I started practicing the words to say... And by the time I figured out what to say to him, he was gone. I'm not boasting. What?
People do that in the farm.
They sit and read the whole book, then they have to pay for it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. If they look at it and glance through it to decide if they want to buy it. This guy was reading page after page after page after page for over 20 minutes. That's awesome. If you ask the person that put it down, and they... First of all, it's going to look used. But even if not, that's not really the real reason. The real reason is something that's for sale. You're not allowed to pick it up and read it. You're not allowed to pick up someone else's thing that's for sale and use it. You're using it. So I ruined my chance at giving tochacha because I was so nervous about... If I would have known him, I just would have called him over and said, hey, but I didn't know him. So I was just too nervous, so I ruined the opportunity. And maybe I'm not joking. Maybe I'll be then. I don't want to say, but you know, maybe I was wrong because he's not allowed to do that, and he does have to pay for the sefer, I hope. And maybe I was wrong. I'm supposed to give telucha. And if you're supposed to give telucha to someone and you don't, so you're part of the problem. So I'm not happy. I'm learning this now. You have to give tochacha, and it's not so simple. The chelak hashlishi. Yes.
The question: if the book isn't in a shul, if the book is in a shul, something like that.
That's like being in a public library. That's what it's there for. We're talking about something that's on a table for sale. It's for sale. That's what it is. It's on the table. That's for sale. A book in the shul is there for public reading. It's like being in a public library. So that's what it's there for you to pick up and read. Achelak Ashlishi Chovas Vayivorim Levad. Now here he talks very funny for Chovas Alavus because he says it's a Chovas only Vayivorim. Ein Lelev Behem Shum Hachnasa. Lelev doesn't enter the picture. But then he says things that are like sitting in a sukkah. You say, what? That's like the most lave oriented action I can think of. He says, Allah kavona lalakim betchilas ha-maisa. The only lave you have to have is before you do it, you have to think you're doing a mitzvah. That's called mitzvah shrichas kavona. You have to think that you're doing a mitzvah. You can't just do something. You have to say, you have to think. Or say, maybe a bracha expresses that. Or maybe it's automatic. If it's like you're taking challah, so obviously you're taking challah because it's a mitzvah. You're not taking challah for any other reason. So it's like embedded in the action. But you do have to have a kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. So that's what he says. Except for that, though, there's no lev involved. But he means to be yotzei. He must mean it. Because look what he says. Look what he picks as examples. Kasuka, which the pasuk says, man yedidur seichim ki besuka so shabti yos b'nei Yisrael. Lulav, which, okay, I don't know. Because we're not really quite sure what the Arba Minim are all about, but tzitzis, where it says Laman Urisim also, Zachartem is called Mitzvah Hashem Vasisim also. How can you say tzitzis is without lev? So again, he means to be Yotze. Umezuzah, which is of course lev, because it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and you put it on your door and it makes your house holy, makes your house into a base Hashem. Shmiras Hashabosos, which of course you need lev, because it's like funny. But Stoka, you could see. You know, it doesn't. Even Stoka, it's not really true because it's clear in the Pesukim that you have to empathize with the Oni. You shouldn't just give him and be cold and indifferent, but you have to empathize with the Oni. That's what it says in the Pesuk. You can't feel that you're giving away your money. You have to look at it that you're a treasurer and you're giving the. So, I don't know, but he talks in the extreme terms, and he must mean to be yotzei. Lev doesn't enter the picture to be yotzei. V'adomal zemi mashlo yazik also asum tirid libo. It doesn't hurt your fulfillment of the mitzvah. Again, of course it hurts. You're losing out on the whole on the whole picture of the mitzvah, on the whole effect the mitzvah is supposed to have on you. I guess he's talking here as a technocrat. That doesn't affect the being yotzei the mitzvah. Shlo yazik also some tirid libo bezulas maaseihu. So there's three types of mitzvahs, and you have to do them perfectly. And now he's going to go through each category and just repeat himself how you have to do it perfectly, and he'll describe how you do it perfectly. Ach b'chovas halavavos shiskarnu b'agdoma sefreinu zeh. When it comes to chovas halavavos, so again he's going to describe now how to do it perfectly, and we're all going to listen, and we're going to say, okay, this is enough for me. Can we skip this play? Can we go on to the next one, please? If you do it once a week, I am not joking, if you do it once a week for 15 seconds, that's fantastic and great, and that's great. Chayav lefanos libu b'machshevas ha'olam, put aside everything else that you're thinking about, because we're all full of thoughts all the time. But tirdosav and all the things you have to do, your to-do list that's in your mind, and your worries and your nervousnesses and all the things that are worrying us and all the things we're thinking about, and right, we're juggling 18 balls at once. V'liyached libo matzpono lelokim levado ba'esahi. For 20 seconds, just think about Hashem. Hashem is there. Hashem is great. And I love Hashem, and Hashem is running everything that's going on. And if you snatch 20 seconds to do that, ulaharchik milibo kol daigas haolam, get rid of your worries. That sounds like a song. Uliyached libo behistadluso lasos leilokim ba'oso shah. Just, I believe in Hashem, and Hashem is watching over me. Just like, if you can hang on to that for 20 seconds, 10 seconds even, if you could do it, the perfection, he says, of Chovas HaLevavos is to clear your mind of Olam HaZeh, clear your mind of all the things going on in your life, He also doesn't mean the Chavetz Chaim to do this every second. You can't clear your mind every second of things you have to do, because you have to do them. So al korchach he means at specific times, take time. He's talking about probably every day for 15 minutes. But so he says, clear your mind of, again, what does he say? This is what you have to do. This is what perfection means. Clear your mind of everything else. If half your mind is thinking about Hashem and half your mind is thinking about what you're going to serve for supper, that's not good. That's not perfection. Yeah. All there is in the world, all there is in your universe is Hashem. That's all that exists. K'moshe Omer Alechad Men Aprushim Shayomer B'tfiloso Lelokim. This is, he would daven Elokai Yegoni Ba'avurcha. My worry that I have because I'm not serving you properly, Bitel Mi Meni Hayegonos. I have no other worries in the world. Because everything else pales into insignificance. My worry is, am I serving you properly? I owe you so much. I owe you everything. I owe you my life. I owe you my existence. I owe you everything. And I that's what I'm worried about. Am I saying thank you properly? Am I loving you enough? Do I feel love in my heart towards you? And that has canceled all other worries. Am I overdrawn in the bank? That's a joke. It's a joke. Well, that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about if I am thanking my Creator. For da'agosi mimachor, and my worry herchika menafshi hadaigos. Ubezei yekabal ha'alokim ma'aseihu v'yirtseihu. And then that is really, if that's how you do Chovos HaLevavos, that there is nothing else in your mind but that, you know, Chovos HaLevavos wants it to be perfect, Leah maybe he does want it to be at all times, but you know, we look at that and we go, come on. So again, you try a little, for a few seconds, once a week even. It's a very difficult phrase, it's a technical phrase. Okay, so that is the Chovos HaLevavos. That's what perfection he described. Clear your mind of everything else. All you care about and all you're thinking about is Hashem. Okay. And then there's all the Chovos HaLevavos. Loving Hashem, fearing Hashem. You can do it to each one. He didn't even specify. But all the Chovos HaLevavos is, you know, let's talk about just the Sheish Mitzvos Tmidios, right? Yichud, believing in the Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, just those things is enough to keep you busy. Okay, we're going to stop here because the next paragraph goes on to the next category, and let me tell you what you're in for. For some reason, the Chovos HaLevavos picks as a prime example of this combination of Avorim and Lev as davening. He picks davening as the prime example of that. And if we were having a class about how you're supposed to daven, that's next week's class. Because the Chovos HaLevavos almost goes off the subject of what he's talking about. Because he says, okay, let's take the next category, which is a combination of Avorim and Lev, and let's pick Tefillah. And now I will tell you how to daven perfectly. And then he goes off, and it's going to take for sure a whole shiur, and it's very, very inspiring. And you know, this is like a class on tefillah, on what you're supposed to think about, and how you're supposed to daven, and the themes of tefillah, and how that's what's supposed to occupy your mind, and how brilliant the Anshei Knesset HaGedola were when they took these themes of tefillah, and they wove it into tefillah. You say something, what's tefillah? You say, well, it's asking Hashem for what you need. That's like such a paltry answer. It's like such a superficial answer. And even some people might say, okay, well, half of it's praising Hashem, and half of it's asking Hashem for what we want. That's also, and it's just beautiful. And that's really going to be next week. And again, the larger context is all part of Cheshbon number 9. How to do mitzvahs perfectly. But in doing so, he describes the mitzvahs of category number 2. He picks tefillah as an example, and he describes tefillah very down to earth, but very specifically and very carefully and very analytically, and he covers the whole gamut of the of the lave of tefillah, and this is where he says his famous statement, which I'm sure everybody in this room has heard, that if you tefillah b'li kavana is keguf b'li neshama. That's from the Chayvus Halvavos in the next piece of Chayvus Halvavos. That's where he says it. Now you could stump your friends. Now you know who said it and where he said it. Chayvus Halvavos said it in Cheshbon number 9, in the middle, somewhere in the middle of Cheshbon number 9 of Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh.